Tokenized G20 payment rails represent the most significant shift in international finance since the Nixon shock of 1971. According to a watershed report released today, May 15, 2026, by the Atlantic Council, the wallet wars have reached a decisive conclusion. The old world of clunky, five-day wire transfers is being replaced by a digital-first infrastructure that makes capital as mobile as a text message. The end of the middleman. How tokenized G20 payment rails slashed costs by 85% for half a century. The correspondent banking model acted as a high-priced toll road for global commerce. Small and medium enterprises, SMEs, were often forced to pay a 3% middleman tax just to move money across borders. The Atlantic Council's 2026 data confirms that 75% of G20 nations have now successfully bypassed these legacy channels. By migrating to tokenized G20 payment rails, these nations have effectively democratized global liquidity. The real-world impact, 3.0% to 0.4%. The transition isn't just a technical curiosity, it's a massive economic stimulus. When you strip away the layers of intermediary banks, the cost of doing business drops off a cliff. Cost collapse. Average transaction fees for international trade have plummeted from 3.0% to a mere 0.4%. Settlement velocity. What used to take 3 to 5 business days now settles in seconds through atomic swaps of central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. Locked liquidity. The report estimates that $120 billion in annual savings is being injected back into the global supply chain as idle cash in Nostro, Vostro accounts becomes obsolete. Comparison. The legacy toll road versus the tokenized highway feature. Legacy correspondent model. Tokenized G20 payment rails transaction cost average 3.0%, average 0.4%. Settlement time 72 to 120 hours. Near instant, atomic, transparency low, hidden intermediary fees, total, immutable public, private ledgers, compliance manual, reactive embedded, real-time AML, managed divorce, from 20th century banking. Let's be candid. Tokenized G20 payment rails serve as the official death certificate for traditional cross-border banking as we knew it. In 2026, the real competition isn't between individual banks, but between sovereign digital infrastructures. By slashing friction by 85%, the G20 has provided a liquidity buffer that arrives just in time to offset the rising energy costs caused by the ongoing Strait of Hormuz crisis. For multinational corporations, the challenge has pivoted. It's no longer about how to move the money, but how to handle the tax and accounting implications of value that moves at the speed of light.